a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You might hear a little bit about space today. I mean, it is the Lionsgate portal today, the 8th of the 8th, 2024. And if you add up 2024, you get 8. So it's like an 888 day. And you're into dates.
Yeah, I do like numbers. Cool. Yeah, I do like numbers.
Day of manifesting, which is quite cool. But I want to talk more closer to Earth.
Okay.
I want to talk about astronauts who went up to the International Space Station.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Barry Wilmore and Sunita Williams.
Sure.
Bless. And they went up in June, NASA astronauts, so they're Americanos, and they were going on an eight-day trip to the International Space Station.
Yeah, just popping up.
Just popping up. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a quick trip. It's kind of like, you know, when you're going overseas, you would never fly overseas for like a week. It's just, some people do, but for me, I'm just like, it's not worth
it. No, you got to go longer
would you
than that.
Go, but the higher you go, I mean, I'd be happy to go for a week in space. I feel like a day in space would be more than enough, you know, and then come back.
But you don't have to stop over in Sydney, do you?
True, and I guess you get there in, what, 10 minutes?
I don't know. How long does it take to fly to
space? That's a great question.
Great question. You say things and I'll see if I can Google it.
Yeah, you Google them. Anyway, well, we are catching up with Dr. Carl later this morning too, so you can ask him. But they were on the new Boeing Starliner capsule. And I get scared when I say Boeing because we all know. I'm not saying anything bad about Boeing. We know what happens to people that say bad things about Boeing.
4 hours.
I'm not doing it. 4 hours?
Yeah. It's basically.
Damn, that's a long time. I thought it was like 10 minutes.
It's here to Darwin, essentially.
Wow. Four hours. I don't know if I could do that. Because you're sitting backwards the whole time.
Well, no, I think once you're moving, you can get out like and float around, surely. Once the seatbelt sign comes off.
But it doesn't take 4 hours to fire up into space.
No. It'd take however long to get into space.
Yeah, like a minute. And then you've got to make your travel. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Don't worry about the googly. Anyway, so they were on this Boeing Starliner.
6 or 7 minutes to get into space.
Okay. See, I told you. I knew it was 10 around then. Okay. So unfortunately for these two, Wilmore and Williams, they've had to stay on the ISS longer because, there's a problem with our Boeing Starliner capsule.
Oh.
And so they've been speaking to NASA and NASA's kind of trying to figure it all out. The Starliner that launched them into space and was also supposed to bring them home. Mm. So it was like takes you to and from, not just a to and you drop off.
No, it's a return flight.
It's got thruster failures and helium leaks. Now, I'm no scientist.
No, you're not.
But that doesn't sound great. Mm. So NASA, they've been working on it and they've just said to them, we're going to get you to come home when we're ready to get you home. Oh, so until then, just chill out.
Better hope there's a spare bunk up there.
Well, this is the thing. Apparently on the ISS, they do have spare equipment up there because you never know, right? So they've got enough food and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's only a matter of time, right, before that stuff, you know.
Sounds like a movie. Sounds like a movie.
It does sound like a movie. The thing is, the Boeing Starlink, it is attached to the International Space Station in a docking formation. I know you're not going to be able to deal with that term, docking. But there are other astronauts set to arrive at the International Space Station.
More lunar docking going on.
In September.
Yes.
Right? And they can't dock when the Boeing Starliner is stuck in the docking
classic
bay.
Docking situation. If you've already docked, you can't re-dock a dock.
Exactly.
You can't. Once someone's docked, then, you know, you can't then come in and three-way dock.
So NASA is trying to figure this out. They were only supposed to go up for 8 days. Can you imagine? Imagine if they didn't like each other too. You're like, all right, I've just got 8 days, 8 days with this person, just 8 days, I can do it, 8 days. And then they're like, so what's happening?
Yeah.
So we're going to leave you up there for a bit. Pardon?
Yeah. No, what? I'm sure they're fine.
No, they said they're fine. They said,
what are their names?
So their names are, let me just go back.
Wilmore and Williams, did you say?
Barry Wilmore and Sunita Williams.
Yeah, Wilmore and Williams. I'm pretty sure they'll just be practicing their karaoke because I reckon they were the ones that released this. This is Wilmore and Williams, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. It's one of the all-time greatest.
We are so late for the news, but I don't care.
AJ would love it. when I'm ducking with you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I'm not going to use any names here to protect the innocent.
Okay.
But caught up with a couple of friends of ours just recently, and a husband and wife couple. Mm-hmm. Don't look as though both of you looked at each other like...
I was looking at her because, like, what was that? Ding, ding.
I know, that's offensive, like, mate. Let's just...
Yeah.
I thought you were looking at each other saying, well, he doesn't have friends. It's fair.
Well, you said friends of ours, which...
Yeah. Sorry, friends of mine and my wife's.
Oh, that ours.
Couple friends, yes. Mm. Sorry, apologise for the need of the clarification there. And we got talking, and it's amazing how you can see things from different angles in life and different perspectives is really important. So the one member of this couple, I'm going to keep it neutral for now. Said that they got home one day and found that the other member of the couple had got their grade 4 child scrubbing the skirting board in the house.
Okay.
Now, straight away, two things have happened here. The member of the couple, the person who was home, who'd got their kid scrubbing the skirting board, had done so because that child had asked, could I earn a little bit of extra pocket money?
Right. Yeah.
And the person said, yep, here's a job. Yeah. Let's do this. You can earn that. Great, some pocket money.
Brent.
The other member of the couple who'd returned home to find this scenario playing out in the house immediately thought this. Clearly, the partner doesn't rate the way that I clean the house well enough, so they are getting the kids to re-clean the house because I don't do a good enough job.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
There's a fair bit going on there.
So what's – why are you looking – what's the question? You're looking at me.
Well, is it just always – when you try and do the right thing, a certain other member of the partnership just always has to focus in on the negatives of the whole thing.
Look, this is what I would say. This is a show where friends come together and have a chat.
Yes.
It's not therapy for you. And if you want therapy, Tom and I are actually quite good at giving advice.
Do you think this is actually them?
Well, I feel like...
No, it's not us.
You can pay us. You can pay us for help.
Well, start showing me that you're worth some money and give us some ideas.
You should never pay us for anything. I think I can guess who this couple is because you know two other couples that you like. There are two other couples that you will socialise with and converse with. So there's a very small pool of people it could be. Be careful what you say, and I will also. I don't know. Why does it have to be that one partner who's come home's job to clean the house anyway, and why do they feel like they're being judged on there? Surely
good
it's a team effort. Everyone
well,
should be
clearly it is a team effort because other partner has got the team doing the work. Why is one member focusing on the fact that it hasn't been done well enough beforehand, and that's the only reason?
It concerns me as well that you use the phrase scrubbing the skirting board.
Yeah, that seems aggressive, doesn't
it? Yeah, because that shows to me that that's not something you do in your house because you wipe skirting boards. You don't scrub skirting boards.
Do you know what? I thought the same thing when they were telling us that it was scrubbing the skirting boards.
So
that's
weaponized incompetence to me. That's what I see in that.
Weaponized incompetence.
Yes.
You're a weaponized incompetent.
This
that
show,
makes no
this
sense.
This show is weaponized incompetent. And incontinence, to be honest.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's play.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Ba da ba 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 da. Sorry, I just thought
that was me.
A little twist on it.
Hitting him in the throat.
Taekwondoing me to the throat.
Yes, hi AJ.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Good, AJ. You got a theme for us this morning?
I do have a theme. As you know, we are currently in Paris doing things.
We are doing things. Mm.
But in 4 years, we won't be in Paris. We will be in the city of Los Angeles.
LA, and baby.
I kind of hinted this last week, mm-hmm. but for our theme this week, we're going to LA. We're going to California.
Oh, okay.
Okay, one comes to mind straight away. Some type of Cation.
Oh, nice. I went straight back to the 1960s. And,
yeah, of course you did. All right, you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Loggy.
I think we're ready to play.
We are ready.
So ready. Let's go.
Let's go. Question number one.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild
Lottie.
Wild West.
It is Wild Wild West, Will Smith.
Oh.
No, but that'll...
No, it's not. It's absolutely not close. Tom.
No, I know what it is.
Tom. You don't know? Well,
I do. But
why did you throw that?
So I know, but I got confused. Now I know what it is, but you go. Yeah, yeah.
It's Tupac and Dr. Dre, yeah. California Love.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
But just so you know.
And do I get a bonus point if I tell you who else is on that track? Because his name's Richard Fish and he never gets love. It's all about Tupac and Dre.
His name's actually Roger Troutman.
Oh, there you go, Richard Fish.
Kind of
close.
So I'll tell you what, Tom, I'll give you the bonus point
yes!
if you get it right, which you didn't. So, no, you don't get the bonus point.
I'm yourself.
Richard Fish.
Richard Fish.
Roger Troutman.
Oh, my God.
Richard Fish.
So
close
good.
Enough. Come on, that's close.
Thing.
Yeah,
no
thank you, Lee.
Point, I'm afraid.
Thank you, Lee.
Oh, God, right. That was so good.
Please don't take my actual point away, though.
So good.
I think I went to school with Richard Fish. Okay. Here we go. Question number two. It's the LA edition.
Focus.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I know a place where the grass is really green, a warm, wet, and wild. There must be something in the water sipping gin and juice.
Lucky. It's gin and juice, Snoop Dogg.
No, it's not.
What are you doing, mate?
You don't care today. This one is, she's in a mood. She's been in a mood all morning.
Wow. I've been in a mood. Well,
yeah, just
like
a weird one. No,
or
not
or
a bad one. Just a weird one. Yeah.
We right. need you to
sipping
beat
on
him.
Gin and juice.
Stop that.
Sorry.
Laying underneath the palm trees. Yeah. The boys break their necks trying to creep a
Tom,
little sneak.
It's Katy Perry, California Girls.
Let's hear it.
How didn't you get that?
And featuring Richard Dogg.
I think you find his name is Bill Pooch.
Bill Poochman.
Oh,
we think
my
hilarious.
God.
You do.
If you haven't been following, he is in Paris and he is having the time of his life over there.
Bill Poochman.
He has been very
Is that an actual person?
No, it's not.
Oh,
he's talking about Snoop Dogg.
Sorry. God.
What planet are you on this morning?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Have you had your tablets?
You know, I did have them. I did.
Can we do the third one, regardless of the fact that you've already won, Tommy?
Oh, my goodness. We're on. That's not fair, that one, because we're on a huge Katy Perry kick at our house because the girls are into it for some reason. I don't know why. Here we go. Question number three.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one.
Oh.
California, here we come,
Tom.
Right back.
Who is
so
it?
So it is Youth Group with California.
No.
Here we come.
No.
It's not Youth Group.
No, hey, you can't have two. Okay, more lyrics.
I will not get the artist.
No,
on this.
And you will.
Right back where we started from. Hustlers grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton. Driving down the 101, California. Here we come. Right back where we started from. California. Here we come.
California.
That's the Youth Group, mate.
Here
isn't
we
it?
Come.
On the stereo, listen as we go. Nothing's going to stop me now. California, here we come.
Queen,
right back where
don't
we
stop
started
me now.
From.
I don't know.
Has anyone got a... We've got the song. We need an artist.
Okay. Is it...
I'll never get the artist.
It's the Aussie one. It's the Aussie artist. Aren't
they?
I don't know.
Telling this story, mate.
Sorry.
Tell us, AJ.
We're going to call that one. It is Phantom Planet, California.
Oh.
What? They call Phantom Planet?
Oh, he's daddy.
I thought that was Youth Group.
I will bet you.
No, you're right. It's in the system as Phantom Planet. No, I know you put this together. I'm just, yes, well done.
Well, hey.
I will tentative
you.
Hey, no.
You've won already.
What was I thinking it was?
No, that's okay.
I will give a bonus point if anyone can name the TV show.
It's OC.
It is the OC.
And Lingy loves the OC. Hey, whilst we're here having fun, surely, let's just go to the last one for a bit of fun.
Why not? You know, no, we've been doing it for 6 minutes. That's too long. No, all right. Lyrical Headlines returns next week. Give me the winner sound effects.
Oh, you got time for a winner sound effect.
Yeah, we do.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Oh, we've got a special guest joining us on the line to essentially prove one person right and one person wrong, which is always fun. It's Dr. Carl. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Dr. Tom, Dr. Lee and Dr. Loggy.
Thank you.
Last time we had you on, Dr. Carl, Lingy had brought to the table a suggestion that it was possible to have more than one snowflake be exactly the same, and you confirmed that. So where we thought he was being ridiculous, he was actually right. Will it happen again today, though?
And Lingy has been talking and shoving that in our face a lot, Dr. Carl. I just want you to know. That fact.
But that is not true.
So I hope to do the same with this. Is it true that humans don't have receptors in our skin for wetness, i.e. when we're trying to find out whether the washing is cold or wet, when we put it up to our faces or whatever, it's hard for us to tell because we don't have those receptors in our skin?
We do not, but some creatures do. We could genetically engineer ourselves to have the hygro receptors, H-Y-G-R-O receptors, in our bodies, as are found in cockroaches and in honeybees, to sense moisture in the environment. We don't have it. What we do have is a whole bunch of sensors. So in your skin, you have sensors for hot and for cold. And then touch, mate, there's a whole range of them. There's sensors for light touch, for heavy touch, for vibrating touch, and also for pointy touch, fine touch versus coarse touch. So a standard test for people with type 2 diabetes is to get a very fine pin and then just go tap, tap, tap on their skin and you work your way down the ankle. And when you get down into the foot area, suddenly they don't feel anything. They can see it, but they can't feel it. Mm. So they've lost the receptors for fine reception. So we don't have receptors for moisture. And so we're stuck with that terrible thing that you mentioned there, Dr. Loggy, where you've got to go and feel it and think, oh, is it cold or is it wet? Because if it's cold, it'll evaporate. But if it's wet, if it's wet, it'll evaporate and that'll make it feel cold. But is it cold because it's the end of the day or is it cold because it's evaporating? I have a solution for that one, which I haven't done yet, which is to, I've got an old-fashioned hoist in the backyard, clothes hoist. And what I want to do is chop it off at the base and then install a force plate. And a force plate is just a fancy name for a measuring machine for weight, you can measure a total weight of, say, a couple of hundred kilograms, but accurate to a tenth of a gram, and then hook it up to Wi-Fi, so that way I could tell in the house as the clothing was getting drier and drier and drier, and once you get the flat now, I take it off the line.
Getting lighter and lighter.
There we go.
This is me over here, the hypochondriac. All right, so pins in the feet. Make sure you don't have type 2 diabetes.
But also there's another thing. So when I was at university, NASA was running programs around the world to see some of the problems with getting people to the moon. And one of them was sensory deprivation. So I spent about 36 hours one weekend in the sensory deprivation tank just floating in this very salty water.
Nah.
And my son did it recently. He actually paid for it $1, you know, an hour each time.
Yeah.
And he said the water was incredibly salty. So he was lying on his back. His mouth was dry. He knew his knees were dry, and he knew that his buttocks, the lowest part, were wet. But he couldn't feel the division line between wet and dry on his skin, between his buttocks and his knees. And he knew it had to be there, but he couldn't feel it. And that was yet another proof that we don't have wet receptors. A very soft proof, by the way.
Well, so Dr. Carl, I hear everything you're saying, but my mind is exploding. I love hearing everything you're talking about, but if I go into the ocean and I put my hand into the water or I run my hand under a tap.
Or if Lingy falls asleep on the couch and we put his hand in a bowl of water.
I can feel that it's wet, can't I?
You know, you're feeling weight, you're feeling pressure. And if you're feeling wet clothes that are really wet, what you're feeling is that instead of being a light, springy, tufted fabric, it's all soft and soggy.
Mm.
So you're using your touch receptors.
Oh,
but you don't have a specific receptor that says, oh, 40% wet, 50% wet, 80% humidity, like our friends the cockroaches and the honeybees have.
Okay.
See, I'm surprised you can't then, Tom.
Fuck. Oh, because I'm a honeybee.
But then, on the other hand, your skin does wrinkle when you've been in the water for a long time. And wrinkling does have the advantage in water of being able to grab smooth rocks better than if you had perfectly smooth skin.
Yeah. Mm,
I know, because I do a lot of rock collecting.
Dr. Carl.
Out of water.
Dr. Carl, if you could only see Loggy's face right now and that gloating glow
so
that she
good.
Has. She feels so superior to us.
I am
cat
superior.
That's got the lactose-free cream.
That's right, Dr. Carl. We love having you on to prove me right. You can do that anytime. But if you... I'm very excited about the brand new book you got coming out in a month's time, A Periodic Tale, My Sciencey Memoir. So this is us delving into you rather than you delving into science.
Yeah, so I sort of started off and I found in my early days, so I graduated with a degree in physics when I was 19 and started working at the steelworks, and I found that the steel for the West Gate Bridge wasn't strong enough. Did you know that?
Oh, is it all right now?
It's still not strong enough.
Oh, God.
Dr. Carl, don't say that.
And then I went to New Guinea and then I became a drug-crazed hippie and a filmmaker and a car mechanic, but also picked up electronics. And then bounced through a whole bunch of careers, working in a hospital and becoming a medical doctor and a TV weatherman, and tested four-wheel drives for a couple of decades in the Australian Outback, where I've spent a total of 2 years sleeping in the Australian Outback and also covered 15 of the 17 deserts there.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to get this book in my hands, A Periodic Tale, My Sciencey Memoir by Dr. Carl. You can pre-order it now wherever you get good books. Enjoy National Science Week, which starts this Sunday too, Dr. Carl. And thank you so much for joining us and proving me right.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to prove you right.
I'm staggered.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.